From the desk of Joshua Jones, this is your daily Quant Hub briefing. In AI and technology, AI infrastructure is becoming a board-level cost issue, not just a technology capacity story. Memory, storage, power, and GPU demand are pushing up prices across laptops, consoles, servers, and cloud services, which means AI budgets should be stress-tested against procurement inflation, vendor lock-in, and margin pressure. The infrastructure build-out also changes what business schools should teach about AI strategy. Students need to understand chips, data centers, energy, supply chains, and cloud economics as core management constraints, because competitive advantage increasingly depends on capacity access, cost discipline, and operational literacy, rather than model demos alone. Anthropic's Fable 5.1 appears positioned around stronger coding, knowledge work, and long-running problem solving, with particular emphasis on scientific and terminal-based benchmarks. The practical signal is that frontier models are moving deeper into agentic work, so enterprises should update pilots from chat assistants towards supervised workflow execution and software delivery. The rise of coding agents and vibe coding makes AI fluency a curriculum requirement, not an elective technical skill. Schools should move beyond prompting tutorials into courses where students specify systems, test outputs, manage failure modes, document assumptions, and learn when model-generated work is commercially useful versus merely impressive. Agent failures and calls for regulation are becoming part of the enterprise adoption environment. Companies should expect more scrutiny around autonomous tools that can take actions, access data, or affect customers, making permissions, audit trails, human approval gates, incident response, and procurement standards essential before scaling agents broadly. Academic AI use is moving from hidden assistance to institutional governance, especially around research writing and detection avoidance. The operating implication is to redesign assessment and integrity policy around transparent process evidence, citation quality, oral defense, version history, and discipline-specific AI norms, rather than relying on brittle detection tools. Enterprise AI case studies point to a maturing pattern. CEO-level sponsorship, governed deployment, human accountability, and workflow redesign matter more than giving everyone tool access. The likely winners will convert AI from scattered productivity experiments into measurable operating capability across onboarding, customer management, legal work, developer support, and knowledge operations. In operator briefs, a reported $96.2 billion NVIDIA quarter reinforces that AI demand is no longer experimental spend. It is becoming a capital allocation system around compute, energy, chips, and cloud contracts. Leadership teams should treat AI infrastructure exposure like a strategic supply chain risk, with procurement discipline, scenario planning, and alternatives to single vendor dependence. The local versus cloud AI split is becoming a useful teaching frame for strategy, operations, and finance. Fixed-cost local compute offers privacy and predictable economics for routine work, while rented frontier agents handle heavier reasoning and execution. Curricula should train managers to route work based on risk, cost, data sensitivity, and performance. Apple's AI-centered Mac positioning suggests the market may not require every task to touch the largest frontier model. If local models become good enough for most professional workflows, companies can reduce token spend, improve data control, and reserve premium cloud agents for work where persistent context, tool access, and frontier reasoning matter. The missing layer in AI adoption is orchestration, not enthusiasm. Business programs should teach students how model routers, local installs, edit environments, and open model repositories shape adoption, because the manager who can design a reliable AI workflow will outperform the one who merely knows which model topped this week's benchmark. Inauthentic account activity at large scale, including a reported 200,000 account bot farm investigation, is a reminder that information operations now intersect directly with brand, policy, and market confidence. Companies need sharper monitoring of synthetic narratives, customer channel manipulation, and geopolitical exposure before AI-generated influence becomes an operating surprise. India's jobs and higher education pressures point to a wider talent market warning. Credentials alone are not matching labour demand fast enough. Schools should connect AI fluency, applied projects, and employer-verified outcomes more tightly, because markets will increasingly reward institutions that can prove graduates are ready for automated, globalised, skills-based work. In geopolitics, Hormuz and wider energy choke point risk remain the most immediate geopolitical channel into corporate P&Ls, especially with Iran tension, Venezuela oil politics, and tariff pressure, all feeding supply uncertainty. Operators should refresh fuel hedges, freight assumptions, supplier terms, and contingency pricing before volatility shows up as margin compression. Ukraine's latest drone pressure highlights how European defence is shifting from episodic procurement to sustained industrial capacity. Programmes should treat defence production, dual-use technology, air defence, autonomous systems, and public-private mobilisation as core strategy cases, because security policy is now shaping capital formation, engineering talent, and regional growth. China's expanding reach in Latin America is moving from investment into influence across infrastructure, logistics, energy, mining, and telecommunications. Multinationals should map where Chinese capital or standards touch their supply chains, because political risk, data exposure, port access, and resource dependencies are increasingly embedded far from Asia. US-China tension is also showing up through AI chips and Taiwan-centered manufacturing, with custom accelerator efforts still dependent on advanced fabrication capacity. Business schools should connect semiconductor strategy to geopolitics, not just technology management, because model economics, export controls, and national security policy now determine which firms can scale AI. The revival of US-Canada tariff conflict signals that North American trade stability can no longer be treated as background noise. Companies with cross-border inputs should model tariff scenarios, revisit rules of origin exposure, and prepare customer communication plans, while investors should watch for policy-driven inflation in sectors previously assumed to be regionally insulated. In positive developments, healthcare organizations can now connect electronic health records and other trusted clinical data to ChatGPT, a useful step toward faster patient context retrieval, research access, and more governed AI workflows inside care delivery. A new regional AI infrastructure hubs program aims to broaden access to compute for scientific discovery, education, and workforce development, potentially helping more regions build applied AI capability beyond the largest coastal institutions. That wraps up your daily briefing. You've got this today. Go make it a great one.